Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel defends the Ten Commandments in a Florida county, Levy County, Florida, against a lawsuit brought by the American Atheist Organization. We're going to be talking about this next on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this is a case that began in 2009. Levy County in Florida created what's called neutral guidelines for local residents and groups to place their own monuments in an area next to the courthouse. And these monuments, the theme of the monuments were to commemorate people, events, or ideas that have significantly influenced America and Florida law or Levy County. And this particular crisis pregnancy group, they applied to display the Ten Commandments monument. So in other words, this is a public forum open to the community, and the monuments have to be in the category of acknowledging, commemorating people, events, or ideas that significantly influence American and Florida law, or American and or Florida law, or Levy County. So they wanted to put up the Ten Commandments, and that Ten Commandments monument was there. So this is private speech in a public forum. Anyone can apply to have a display there. Well, the American Atheists first, they wanted to stop the private speech in a public forum. And when they couldn't do that, they then ultimately applied, if you will, and I use that in a loose term, they never really fully applied, but they wanted to have their founder, Madeline Murray O'Hare, recognized, but not just recognize her or commemorate her. They wanted to have disparaging statements against religion with numerous out of context quotes that they ultimately used to undermine America's heritage. This is not a place to disparage another person's views. It's a place to commemorate people or events or ideas, and they didn't want to do that. So they filed suit. Liberty Counsel is defending the Levy County government against this, frankly, frivolous lawsuit, Matt. And we're moving forward with the litigation. I don't believe that the American Atheists even have what's called legal standing to bring this lawsuit.
Well, they're not even residents there. I mean, present. They're coming in. They're interlopers coming in to try to impose their will in a community of which they're not even part. But even if they were, that's irrelevant here. The point being, this is a private group of citizens engaging in First Amendment protected free speech. There is clearly with the Ten Commandments. I mean, the Ten Commandments you can find plastered all over the United States Supreme Court. They're in courthouses across the country. They're on a county and municipal, the properties of county and municipal buildings are on the walls of schools and elsewhere, because not just of the, certainly the moral and religious significance, but historically our entire Western civilization and Western legal system is based upon the precepts of the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, and here's the kicker. The American Atheist Organization doesn't have a presence in Levy County, so they have a local atheist group leader, if you will, who is their plaintiff. The problem here is that after 2 years of discovery through depositions and other means of discovery, we learned that this local atheist plaintiff never has wanted an atheist monument. He didn't want the Madeline Murray O'Hare. And this is what they presented in their complaint.
Wow.
It's fraudulent, if you will. They say that they want this monument. Well, their plaintiff, their person who's the representative, doesn't want the monument at all. What does he want? He wants to remove the Ten Commandments. Why? Because he's opposed to any acknowledgement of religion by the government. Well, but this is private speech on public property.
Exactly.
And the question that you have here is another private speaker actually submitting an application consistent with the theme, wanting to have a presence there? And the answer is no. You know, the government can open up a forum consistent with a theme that it wants to present, like, for example, a nativity scene or a holiday celebration, I would say in December.
Right.
You can have the same thing. Private people, if you wanted to have this as private people, putting displays on public property. Then you could have some churches or individuals have a nativity scene. And you could have some Jewish organizations that have the menorah for Hanukkah and other kinds of celebrations. But you wouldn't want to have something that's completely outside of the theme, like a New Year's theme. It's not consistent with the theme. Or a St. Patrick's Day theme, not consistent with the holiday theme of that time of the year. So you can open up a form that's consistent or has a certain theme. This one has a theme or a subject matter. You can commemorate people, events, or ideas that significantly influenced American or Florida law or Levy County. That's it. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want Madeline Murray O'Hare. He doesn't want a monument. He just wants to stop someone else's private speech in a public forum. That's like saying, Holly, that I don't like the parade of this private organization that's walking down the street of my city, therefore I want to stop it. Well, no. If they complied with the permit request and so forth, they can have their private speech in a public forum. You can have an alternative parade at a different time in the same public forum if you want to.
And my question is, Matt, what are you so afraid of? Why does that offend you so much that you can't have that parade? You can go in your house and not look at it.
You know, you have to ask the question.
So what is he so afraid of?
If there is no God in their worldview, then why are they afraid
too, you know,
of other people who acknowledge God?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why are they so upset
about it? It's amazing how much they viscerally loathe this God that they pretend doesn't exist, that they imagine doesn't exist. It's just so incongruous that it's almost laughable.
Well, if you know, for example, that the world is round and someone wants to promote the idea that the world is flat, why would you spend any time with that issue? Because you know for a fact the world is round. In this particular case, if they know for a fact that there is no God in their worldview, why are they so concerned with people who believe that there is
right,
a God?
Except I would say that probably the converse is the better analogy here. These are the people that believe the world is flat.
Right.
We're the people that believe the world is round. They're the people that believe there is no God. We're the people that know inherently, as Scripture tells us, that is written on the hearts of every man, woman, and child, that we know and are without excuse in our knowledge that there is, of course, a God and a Creator, that He loves us each and every one, that He sent His only begotten Son so that we might have eternal salvation and life.
Exactly. And we know, you know, it's so sad too, because the American atheists who were founded by Madeline Murray O'Hare, I mean, we know her son, and he talks firsthand on what a miserable person she was. She was so unhappy, you know, and rejecting God. So why would you want to follow someone like that?
Yeah, and she wanted to defect to the Soviet Union. When communism was at its heyday. She ultimately was murdered, by the way, by some of her children.
And of course,
the little plaintiff in the case that ultimately went to the United States Supreme Court that challenged prayer in school, he ultimately became a Christian.
Well, and so did her son. And so did Charlie Butts, who, of course, is a reporter for One News Now and works with the American Family Radio Network. Charlie was her right-hand man, and he said that he just had to know. He decided, what are we exactly against here? So he did what so many former atheists have done. He bought a Bible and decided to delve into
it
for his own. And, of course, that led to his acceptance of Jesus Christ and a lifetime now of pro-family work.
You know, it's amazing. We do a lot of interviews with Charlie Butts and the American Family Radio Association. And this is a man whose life was changed by reading the Bible, trying to find out what it is that he was against. Bill Murray was the little plaintiff, and he became a Christian and completely went in a different way than his mother and some of the other members of the family.
And praise God.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what they're afraid of.
Right.
Go to Liberty Counsel's website. We're standing for religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family. And we can't do it without your prayers and without your financial support. We have a lot of information on our website. Also, we have our online store that has the Patriots Handbook series. We have now 7 of them, plus 2 additional ones that are translated into Spanish. 2 of our Patriot handbooks, they're pocket-sized handbooks. That and much more is there on the website. You can go there and find out not only those resources, but much more that are dealing with religious freedom, the sanctity of life, and marriage in the family. Support Liberty Counsel with your prayers and financial support. Continue to pray for us as we continue to defend Levy County in this public forum with regards to the private display of the Ten Commandments, which clearly influenced American law and government. By the way, that booklet is also available on our web store, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.